I do believe that this decision by the Arizona Supreme Court is an unmitigated disaster for Arizona come November of 2024. Again, I'm going to repeat what Kamala Harris said. Arizona has just rolled back the clock to a time before women could vote. And by his own admission, there's just one person responsible for that, and that is Donald Trump. And yes, this is going to hit home with voters who are one-issue voters, and the issue is abortion, as I just explained. They'll look past the open border. They'll ignore the price of gasoline and milk and the fact that they're broke and their state has been invaded by illegal aliens. They'll look past all of that as long as they can vote on abortion. Now, having said that, there is one outside chance for Arizona Republicans to right the ship, potentially, and that is to nullify this law altogether. And there is precedent from 2021, very recently, when a law from the same era was repealed. That law required a woman to be jailed just for seeking an abortion. For a year, she'd be jailed. That law was repealed. However, I spoke to some longtime Arizona Republicans and one longtime Arizona lawmaker who said there's no chance of that. No chance that's going to happen. Well, we're standing on principle. And therefore, I warn the Republicans of Arizona, if you refuse to repeal the law from 1864 as soon as possible, you will get destroyed in November. You will get destroyed in November. You will lose the state house. You will lose the state senate, possibly a lot more. You won't support Donald Trump in his quest for a second term, I'll tell you that. And I'll use this analogy. It's harsh, but you need to hear it. Pay attention to this, Arizona, and Republicans everywhere. All or none doesn't work with voters. It gets rejected everywhere, in Michigan, in Ohio, everywhere. When you put the abortion question on the ballot, all, up to the moment of birth, none, no exceptions, it doesn't work. So here's the analogy. If there's a train loaded with innocent people and it's headed off to Auschwitz, train cars, and you have a chance to save 20% of those people, do you do it? Or do you bellow, no, it's all or none? Sadly, when you do that, the train just pulls out of the station and you saved nobody. By sticking to your guns, you will cause more unborn children their lives. That's what happened in Michigan. That's what happened in Ohio. Because now abortion's legal, on demand, up to the moment of birth. And that means more children died because of intransigence. Now, I'm hopeful that Republicans in Arizona are smart enough that they will try to stop the train by repealing that law from 1864 and hopefully stop the abortion up to the moment of birth initiative that is now on the tracks. It's not certain, but it's the only chance you have. I also hope that this terrible miscalculation on the part of some Republicans in Arizona won't cost the rest of us the election in November by costing us those 11 electoral votes that are so critical to winning the White House. There are just no pragmatists left, it seems, anymore. Oh, and I almost forgot that I wanted you to hear this before we were out of time today. I want you to hear where Joe Biden used to be on abortion, all right? Listen to this.
I'm prepared to accept that the moment of conception is human life and being.
In 1974, he said, I don't like the Supreme Court decision on abortion. I think it went too far.
I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions.
On no fewer than 50 occasions, he'd voted against federal funding for abortions. The quote inside the April 7th, 1994 letter reads, those of us who are opposed to abortions should not be compelled to pay for them.
I don't support public finance, public funding, I don't, because that flips the burden. That's then telling me I have to accept a different view.
This is a guy who on the Judiciary Committee in 1982 voted for an amendment from Orrin Hatch that would allow states to ban abortion.
Abortion is always wrong.
And this is from 1986, where he tells the Catholic Diocese newspaper that abortion is, quote, wrong from the moment of conception. And he praised pro-life groups for trying to push back the frontier on when abortion is legal.
I'm prepared as a matter of faith to accept that life begins at the moment of conception.
He was right once. He believed it all right. Then, of course, politics intervened. Winning elections was more important than saving children, obviously. Joe Biden was always pro-life until he got compromised and hijacked by those with a lot more power than he has. That's a fact. And he became subservient to the agenda, the globalist agenda of abortion on demand, anytime, anywhere, for reasons or for no reason at all. And so, Arizona, this is where you are. You're on the tracks to having everybody come out of the woodwork to vote for abortion and then vote for Joe Biden. And your Democrat senator or your Democrat candidate for Senate, when it's a winnable race. The only thing you can do, Republicans, that has common sense is to repeal that law from 1864 and say, look, we'll set that aside. We'll go with our 15-week ban and we'll leave it there. Nobody wins. Nobody's happy. Pro-life people are outraged that it's 15 weeks. People that want abortion to the moment of birth say that's terrible. You're interfering with a woman's body. Nobody wins. But anything short of that, Arizona's a blue state. Period. Like it or not, that is the truth. And you don't have to like it, but I am here to tell you the truth. Don't forget to support the people that support this program. America's Farm Market is Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products, all 100% American-made. Patriot Foods now offers a lot of organic options, including the best fruit and vegetables you can find. So if it's organic you want, Patriot Foods has you covered. If you're looking for the highest quality meat, Patriot Foods offers low-line Angus beef, smoked chicken, Berkshire pork. Man, your family's going to love all of this stuff. I do. We have to look out for each other. We have to look out for the American farmer. And that's why Patriot Foods was created, to make sure you could buy the best products and the best farmers. American farmers. With new sales popping up almost daily, I think we have free strawberries today. A selection that can't be beat, maybe you should visit patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber, and you'll save 10% more. So stop by America's Farm Market at patriotfoods.com and use the promo code Gruber to save 10%. Thank you for supporting America and this program. Right, those farmers are good folks, and we're doing our best here as well. We'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show.